ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You are listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mahdi, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdu wa thana lillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salat wa salam ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet, the Holy Messenger of Allah, Prophet Muhammad, and his pure progeny. Brothers and sisters, we are together with the program Bridge, and we are, inshallah, in this session, in this part, we are focusing and we are starting the 13th du'a of the great book, the precious book, the incredible legacy of Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam, the 13th du'a of Sahifa Sajjadiyah, which is the supplication titled as Fi Talabil Hawa'ij ila Allah Ta'ala, in seeking needs from Allah, exalted is He. The beginning of this dua is very beautiful. This is the part that inshallah we will be going over and contemplating on the phrases of the beginning, the initial phrases of this dua and this session. It says, Allahumma, O Allah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful, Allahumma, O Allah, calling him, beseeching him by his name. Ya Muntaha Matlab al-Hajat, O ultimate object of needs. Wa Ya Man Indahu Naylu Talibat, he through whom requests are attained. Wa Ya Man La Yabi'u Ni'amahu Bil Athman, O he whose favors are not bought by prices. وَيَا مَنْ لَا يُكَدِّرُ أَتَايَاهُ بِالْإِمْتِنَانِ, O he who does not muddy his gifts by the imposition of obligations. See, the difference between us and our Lord and our Creator is very significant, and it can be seen in the very beginning phrases of this dua. Let's take a quick break and we'll be back.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifa As-Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
All right, respected brothers and sisters, we are together. We are contemplating on the beginning or initial phrases of the 13th dua of Sahifa Sajjadiyah, which is titled, In Seeking Needs from Allah, Exalted is He. We got to the part that Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam says, وَيَا مَنْ لَا يُكَدِّرُ عَتَايَاهُ بِالْإِمْتِنَانِ, O he who does not muddy his gifts by the imposition of obligations. The reality of the matter is that the majority of good deeds that we do, the majority of the works that we do in favor of, maybe offering helps to others or doing some sort of work of charity or some works for the welfare of everybody else, most of the times it's out of selfishness. most of the times it has roots in the expectations of receiving something back, whether it's a reward, whether it's a social credit, whether it's respect, whether it's some sort of value system that we're expecting something back. The least is respect. The least is social credit. Most of the times when we do something good, when we grab someone's hand, when we help someone financially, when we distribute some goods amongst the needy people, we expect some sort of respect. We expect some sort of credit for it. That means there is no purity of intention over there. How do we know? How can we test that is the case? It's that sometimes when it comes to conflicts, some of the moments that we get into some sort of confrontations, what do? We use these good deeds as a credit to prove our righteousness, to say that, you know, I am the one who did this. I am the one who has done that. Whereas if you had done what you had done for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you would have done it and you would have forgotten about it. It's as if you have never committed it, you have never done it, you have never taken action on it, because it was for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I wanted Him to see. There is no imtinan. I'm not imposing any sort of obligations. I do not expect anything back from anyone. We call it minnat. Let's take another quick break and let's come back.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
One of the differences, respected brothers and sisters, this is the final portion of our session, this session of the program Bridge. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam in here says, وَيَوْمَنْ لَا يُكَدِّرُ عَطَاهُ بِالْإِمْتِنَانِ. O he who does not muddy his gifts by the imposition of obligations. Or we can say the word imtinan, in order to translate it and understand it well, we have to refer to the verse number 264 of Surah Baqarah, the second surah of the Holy Quran, the second chapter of the Holy Quran. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تبطلوا صدقاتكم بالمن والأذى. O you who have faith, do not render your charities void by reproaches and affronts, by reproaches and injuries, by reproaches and basically injuries, right? Reminding of your generosity to others. That's what man in here means, imtanan. And that's the difference between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When He does good to us, when He grants us something, He doesn't remind us of His generosity. Who has to remind us? It's ourselves. We have to continuously remind ourselves. Whereas us the people, us the human beings, us the mankind, what do we do? Whenever we do good to someone, we have to remind them. That ego inside us moves us towards reminding them. Oh, do you remember? I am the one who helped you when you were in financial need. Do you remember? I am the one who helped you to reconcile and reconstruct your relationship with your wife. I am the one who did this. I am the one who did that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is different whenever He does great. When He grants us with good, He never reminds us. It's us who have to remember it and remind ourselves about it, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to never let us forget whatever of the blessings He has showered us with. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mahdi, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد